Welcome back, Game Time, 16 Short of the Zone, 16shortofthezone.com. Of course, the 16 Short of the Zone mobile app. Bunch of good stuff today. Went through the Big Ten West, told you what I like, what I don't like, what concerns me about a lot of the teams. And there was, if you're looking for something that's comforting, going through that and going through each team in the West, what do I like, what concerns me? A lot of the concerns were quarterback, 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 quarterback. I mean, you could make a case that four teams in the West, Sun came up today, and they probably don't feel great about their quarterback spot. I don't think Minnesota's got a very talented situation. Northwestern, yeah, they got a five-star guy waiting in the wing, but as we've seen before, like Dane Altman would say, potential is just a fancy French word that means you ain't bleep right now. Illinois doesn't know who their quarterback's going to be. Wisconsin's got to figure that out. So the one comforting thing is that Nebraska knows who the quarterback is, and he's really good. And if you don't have a good quarterback, you better be spectacular in every other area. That's why if you're average at quarterback, you like look at Wisconsin over the years. They had a really average quarterback in Hornibrook, but they probably had the best offensive line in the conference. They had unbelievable running backs. They had the best linebackers in the conference. They were spectacular in every other way. So they're able to overcome all that. Is Minnesota spectacular in every other area that they can overcome having an average quarterback? I don't think they are. And this five-star cat that's waiting in the wing for Northwestern, listen, he better be ready to rock because last year Northwestern couldn't run the ball, and Clayton Thorson had to save Northwestern's bacon a lot. So it's not like you can ease him in and just kind of like, no, he's probably going to have to go out there and like win games for him. That's hard. And then Illinois, I mean, I don't even know where you begin with Illinois. They're like over-under win totals like 3. It's like, good Lord. But it is crazy, you know, talking to Gary and Damon today, it is amazing to think, I want to double check this because I think this is right. The best rushing attack, the best run game second best rushing attack in the Big Ten last year was arguably the worst team in the Big Ten. Illinois. Isn't that kind of weird? Where Illinois, second in the conference in rushing, 12th overall, yet they were a bad football team. Usually you would think, like if I told you just describe a team heading into the year, like they're going to have a top 15, they're going to be second in the Big Ten in rushing, and they're going to be top 15 nationally in rushing offense, you'd go, oh, that team's probably going to be pretty good. Nope, not really. Yeah, they go to Colin roasting Russell Westbrook on TV right now. It's hilarious. All right, make sure you go check out the podcast store trip up there. Reiner, tomorrow, mailbag. Get your questions in to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. Get your win game right, your pizza game right, plus Scott Shanley. It's all coming up tomorrow on the show. But coming up next, we get our crossover game right with John and Josh after the break.